I'm so proud to stand here as a woman.
I like to say that as a woman of color,
Black Latina,
Black men,
very queer.
I have the pleasure to present to you
Rainbow.
I am an old soul.
Examining the history and the legacy.
Because of the violence that exists on the surface everywhere.
Why and how I could create a new story, a new narrative in art history, and a new narrative in the world.
I intend to use my energies constructively as opposed to destructively.
The diversity of what I can do.
Escaping the matrix.
Everything is real in society, you know.
Stop worrying about the man. That's deifying him. Who is the man?
I mean, we're given a horrible world. We're given the gift that we're getting when we got to take over. It's horrible. They left us. They're leaving this world in bad shape for us to fix up.
I'm a woman of substance, a woman of magic, Afro-Indigenous woman. I am a queer woman. People who have had a long history of being battered, you know, by society.
That matriarchy is inferior to patriarchy, which is a whole thing right there. You see that patriarchy is a sort of natural or divine order of things, which is not so.
But as soon as you start asking too many questions and you're ready to change, boom, they'll block a comment.
They will discriminate against her.
Feminism really comes from, like, the existence of resistance, the strength that comes from inequality in unfairness and oppression.
So I think that we deserve a lot of respect.
What I think.
And we must protect each other. We must protect one another.
All about what I feel.
Insecure or...
It's not like that. We wanted to be victims.
If a human being dares to be bigger than the condition into which she or he was born.
Who thought the world owed me something?
Power.
Victims due to the abuse of power.
Was a kind of patronizing, well-meaning pity.
I was born black and a woman.
We're not being taught to deal with the world as it is.
Really look at all of the issues.
Abusing their power and abusing others will be hidden no more.
I felt the inner desire to express myself.
Asking questions, providing the space to look and to think about answers.
Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed.
We do have a definite role, and until we play our definite role, they cannot play their definite role.
How we need to fight that so that we can lead ourselves.
I am an activist. I am an activist. I am an activist. I am an activist.
Shaping our strategies and our movements.
But she chose to analyze society and fight and do things better.
As the resistance takes shape,
I believe the role of a black woman is to work for a just society.
The real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for.
We could band together and we can change this.
You get there by confrontation, violence?
See, that's, I mean, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence.
Well, it isn't true. I mean, I just, you know.
I feel that killing is a very tragic way to deal with any social problem. There is no violent solution.
The point is,
teach us how to live without violence.
Being a witch, I see things.
There's a great deal of difference between non-resistance and non-violent resistance.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Speak about survival.
I think it does something to touch the conscience.
Battle.
But it'll bring respect that I feel like that's the only way I can get it.
Members of that party are doing that.
The abuse of power.
Called niggers, 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 niggers.
Weird.
This makes me rebel more against society.
You must be careful about the words you use.
In fact,
I am
filled with rage.
You have to expect that there are going to be such explosions. You have to expect things like that as reactions.
We must continue to delve deeper into the philosophy of nonviolent resistance.
Because what it means is that the person who's asking that question has absolutely no idea what black people have gone through.
You have to believe that there's a conscience in your oppressor for nonviolence to work.
That's why it has to be exposed and destroyed. Be exposed and destroyed. Be exposed and destroyed. Be exposed and destroyed.
I've always, you want to slap me? I'll whoop you down.
Let us not wallow in the valley of despair.
If it didn't affect us, we wouldn't get mad.
As I say, this is a
healing
with no victory.
Whenever you want to give up, you must always remember to choose freedom over fear.
The marvelous new militancy.
And that was run by the women.
Search for knowledge is an eternal, eternal journey.
Involved with the struggle.
A lot of courage. It takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of strength.
What can I do? Where can I go?
All of these stories make me who I am.
Love my masculinity and...
Come with me, I need you now.
Trying to do it right.
Shaping not just our ideas, but the fights that we have on the ground.
A way for women to uplift themselves and heal themselves and understand the truth about oppression through history. I consider feminism a birthright, a way of life.
And if it didn't affect us, certain people would not react to the myth of the matriarchy in the way they do, and that's why it has to be exposed and destroyed.
When you start moving, you know, getting out of the oppression that you've been under.
So the normal question is, are you a man? Are you a boy? Are you a girl?
Because of the way this society is organized.
Pressure.
Within the lesbian community, I am black. And within the black community, I am a lesbian.
And it's just like, why try? Because that's what happened.
Where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
You see.
How powerful images can be in people's understanding of themselves and each other.
As if that was an excuse to be anything but sorry.
Because I just didn't want to be identified.
On the basis of the color of my skin.
Of how black people had been represented.
Something that I need personally. Underground queer scene. All really wonderful people.
It has morality with it because it gives us the opportunity to work to secure moral ends through moral means.
They create space of energy.
Activist first.
I've always been extremely masculine identified and androgynous from the very edges of my childhood.
Difficult, inferior, or just plain wrong.
So I don't fit in. That's hell.
But I know I cannot afford the luxury of fighting one form of oppression only.
It's intense and it's powerful. That's who I really am.
It looked at the intersection of race and gender.
There can be no hierarchies of oppression.
And they were assuming that our pattern was their pattern, that they have domination by powerful men.
Any attack against black people is a lesbian and gay issue, because I and thousands of other black women are part of the lesbian community.
We need to learn from our mistakes.
Working toward bettering ourselves and bettering the lives of others around us.
We certainly weren't going to divide our movement on the basis of gender. That would have been ridiculous.
Still on the ground. Sometimes I would just hide my identity and I wouldn't tell anyone.
Fear.
I simply do not believe that one aspect of myself can possibly profit from the oppression of another part of my identity.
I can sometimes feel like my gender identity will never be as synchronized as my other two.
I have learned that sexism, a belief in the inherent superiority of one sex over all others and thereby its right to dominance, and heterosexism, a belief in the inherent superiority of one pattern of loving over all others and thereby its right to dominance, both arise from the same source as racism, a belief in the inherent superiority of one race over all others and thereby its right to dominance.
Intersections?
Because they did not want that to happen again.
And if we have to deal with that, then let's redefine our own culture and stop being a subculture.
I usually find myself part of some group in which the majority defines me as deviant.
I have been told, even by other queer Indian women, that my lesbianism is a private matter and not the stuff of political struggle.
Creating these safe spaces, I just wanted to, like, create a safe space where it's, like, fun and happy and joyful and safe.
Energy is preserved.
Where it is pretty peaceful.
But I think of love as something strong and that organizes itself and powerful.
The highest supreme feeling of beauty and light and happiness. I'm up there. It's not no man with no beard. Ain't nobody trying to smite me down.
And so long as we are divided because of our particular identities, we cannot join together in effective political action.
We're given no respect, and we have to do a lot.
But lesbianism can never be a private matter until it's publicly protected.
We still need an action program that will eliminate these evils that are in our community.
I can't stand racism in any form, shape, or color.
What I can do is try to erase the demonization of blackness.
Let's make sure that there's no racism or anti-Semitism in what you believe in.
Not in my house, you won't.
Racial pejoratives and sexual pejoratives and all that ignorance.
Not a genius, but I want to be. I want to emulate genius. I don't want to hold myself back anymore.
That when you are the object of a severe trashing,
first of all, you decide what you want.
Yes, black men as well as white men would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
But I was a black woman.
Get off our vaginas.
Well, I thought it would have been wonderful to have more of the women's relationship developed
within your path.
Power.
In order to work together for a future they will all share. Each of us becomes our own leader, a real full body.
I have to talk about it.
Was it to say things you hadn't had a chance to say?
In times of crisis, the mouth will bake the air inside it. Choose to remain silent to survive.
The power of words.
People try to close your mouth.
Freely and openly, without any constraint, you know, without anybody saying, hey, that's, you can't say that.
I don't want to get into that schism of colorism.
And that's how society is built.
For me, black means you're...
The Western world would have you believe that only what is written is true.
It depends on the white man having a conscience.
Racist.
You must problem.
People work at the level they can understand.
Once, a few white men invaded my country.
We was asking with them, you know, the civil rights movement. We was asking.
Do you consider yourself militant?
I can fool myself now.
We have to get rid of the illusions, we have to get rid of the poisons, we have to get rid of the lies, and one way to do that is expose it and dissect it.
I am a man.
Everything wasn't meant to be analyzed.
Because it's a powerful part of my identity.
What it was and what it can be.
Can fully inhabit the gender they experience.
I became really sensitive to the energies around me.
I want, when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go farther, you know?
And when they appear to destroy me, it will not be long before they appear to destroy you.
Hello, future!
Witness the emergence of this new movement.
It thinks of itself in the past, present, and the future simultaneously.
But related to living.
The Black Panthers still exist, and the Black Panthers are still extremely active.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
But I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world, and that's our job.
How will it help them? Will it redeem them? Will it save them? Will it fight that battle for them?
Making that space.
People could see it as a living thing and not as a theory. Because what we need to do is to reestablish a new value system.